Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. I know that He is able.
I know that He is able.
And you know what I can't find any words to say? You know what I'll say? Hey, hey.
I'm not just talking to some no regular folk out here. I want somebody that knows that Jesus is alive and well to give Him the praise that He so rightfully deserves. And if I got to do it by myself, I will. But I would like a little help up in here. Is there somebody here that want to give God the praise because God has been so good unto them?
Amen.
I'm here to let you know.
Amen.
I'm here to let somebody know today that you are not here by accident. It is by the works of God that you are alive, that you are able to move your hands, move your head, wiggle your toes. All of that is by the workings of God that God called you today. He called you today to life.
Thank you.
And life more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Well, hello, hello, hello. I am Pastor D. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. We are in the house. God is in the house. I am just so excited and overjoyed to be here with you today and on this day. Amen. On this Sunday morning. Amen. Brother Tony, do you have a word for us through song, sir?
God bless everyone this morning. God bless.
Bless you. Bless you.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free. Oh, no, 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 there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God has smiled on me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Jermaine Townsend, followed by the invocation by Minister Kyle Garrett, followed by a scripture from Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God has smiled on me. Let us unite in our affirmation of faith. And in whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Father God, Jesus, Son of Man, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, and the King of Kings, we just want to unite this morning to say that we love to sing your praises unto you. We rejoice in you, O God, our Maker. We exalt you, our King. We praise your name, for you delight in your people. We do not deserve to come into the presence of the holy God of the entire universe, but you have crowned the humble with victory. You have lifted up those who are bowed down. You have clothed us in your righteousness. We bore you this morning with confidence, not based on ourselves, but based on your love for us. This morning, let your praises be in our hearts and on our lips forevermore. Through the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
I am reading Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 6 from the King James Bible. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praises of the glory of his, wherein his made us accepted in the beloved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tremaine, Minister Kyle, and Reverend Patricia. Thank you. Amen. As we continue on with our announcements, amen, the homegoing celebration visitation for Reverend A.L. Malisham will be Thursday, this coming Thursday, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Clora Funeral Home. Amen. Again, it is a visitation, a viewing of him. We will not be having a funeral, but we will be meeting Friday morning at 11 a.m. at Woodmere Cemetery, amen, to finish the funeral arrangements. The address for Clora Funeral Home is 1789 Coolidge Highway, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. Again, that is 1789 Coolidge Highway, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. Amen. Again, you may send cards and flowers. You may go to the Clora Funeral Home website and follow the instructions if you would like to send cards and or flowers. Amen. Reverend Malisham is a blessing not only to Fuse, but to a lot of our CME churches around our district. Amen. And thus, he was a good friend of mine. Amen. I had the joy of spending a lot of time with him, and I got to hear the stories, and I just loved the history that he had and the knowledge that he possessed. And I can only hope to be half of the preacher that he was. Amen. So I bless his name and his and all that he leaves behind. Amen. And may somebody remember and see the image of God through his works. Amen. Also, our church conference that was scheduled for Thursday, amen, will be postponed until Monday, February 1st, still at 12 p.m. So please mark your calendars and make sure that we share this information. The church conference will be postponed until February 1st, Monday at 12 noon. Amen. With that being said, we are in the middle of this pandemic still. Continue to do what's asked of you. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet away. Keep your mask on. We can get through this. We can beat it. We just have to do our part as well. Also, on a good note, amen, something good that's happening right now. It is the birthday of the youngest preacher on our ministerial staff, amen. I would like to say happy birthday to Minister Kyle Garrett. Amen. Kyle Garrett, give us a word, brother.
Glory, hallelujah. I've been saved. Glory, hallelujah. 25 years today. I'm just full of joy right now. So full of joy.
Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you, sir. I pray that God will bless you with all that you desire within this time. Continue to strive for perfection, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Amen. With that being said, again, let us govern ourselves according to all our announcements. Amen. We are now at the point of our service for our altar call. Amen. We lift up all those that are on our sick and shut-in. Amen. We continue to pray for Sister Patty Campbell. Amen. We lift her up. We lift up everyone within the sound of my voice. We lift up Fuse Memorial. We lift up every church that calls on Jesus as Lord and Savior. Minister Rosman, the floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning to all God's people. To God be the glory. Father, today we praise you because you are so worthy. We thank you for every good and perfect gift you have for us today. We thank you for provision, healing, strength, and joy. We praise you for abundantly supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for being able to see, hear, touch, feel, and walk this morning. Provide a way for those who lack any of these, we pray. Lord, we are blessed because you are a forgiving God and an understanding God. You've done so much for us, and we still keep blessing us, also our families and friends. We say thanks. Thanks for opening doors to bless and close doors that would be detrimental. Forgive us our sins, known and unknown. Continue to keep us safe from all dangers and harm, seen and unseen. Let us start today with a new attitude and plenty of gratitude. Keep creating us a clean heart and the right spirit within us. Renew our minds. Cover us with your precious and holy blood. Let your Holy Spirit dwell within us each and every day. Lord, as we prepare to hear a word from you, Lord, touch the man of God today with your Holy Spirit to bring forth your message to your people. Let him remove self and let your Holy Spirit enlighten his heart and spirit with your truth. Let him bless someone so that they might seek you, Lord, today and become a disciple for Christ. Bless everyone who is listening on phone lines, radio station audience, and the blog at the sound of my voice. Bless each church open today in your name. Bless this radio station family, Hakeem and Michelle, in order to bring forth his service. Bless our bereaved families, Reverend Malisham family. Comfort them and give them a peace that passes all understanding. Bless the sick and shed in. A special prayer for Fuse family members and friends, Hazel Moat, Betty Townsend, John Johnson, Patty Campbell, Exhorter Nat McKinney, Linda Larkin, Minister Tremaine, and our own Pastor Dante Townsend. Lord, bless all of us this new year with our new leaders. Bless this world and this coronavirus, ones with the virus, and protect the ones that do not have the virus. Keep us safe and cover us with your blood. Pray for the loved ones that have lost their family members. Bless all frontline workers. Lord, we thank you so much for all you've done and about to do. Lord, bless this service. Let your Holy Spirit be in this place. Touch our hearts and souls today. Pour into us more of you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, in this place. Fill this house with your anointing. Let us feel you in this hour, Lord, like never before. Make us more like you, loving and caring for each other. This is our prayer, Heavenly Father. Speak, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, this morning. And let the church say amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, amen. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. I was asked after our show last week. I had a few of my listeners who listens to the radio show said, who was that lady that sung that song? I had five of my listeners email me about it. And so I want to introduce to you all Sister Jessie Burrell. She is Fuse Memorials, as with everyone else, but she is our walking, breathing, living testimony. And Sister Jessie Burrell, I told her, I said, well, you can't stop now. You know, we need just your voice to sing every Sunday, man, along with Brother Tony and our exhorter McKinney, amen, in her absence. They are a blessing to our church service, amen. And so I would like to give Sister Jessie Burrell an opportunity, amen, to bless us again in song. Sister Jesse, the floor is yours.
I want to say that we all are blessed to know that God is with each and every one of us, and all of our help comes from the Lord and only from the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, you will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand, oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Oh, mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand, oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Oh, by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Oh, my head.
Lord, the Lord.
Thank you.
All of my help cometh from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of my help. Lord, where would I be without your help? Eternal Father.
I know I can make it. All of my help comes from the Lord, the Lord,
yes,
the
yes.
Lord. All of my help comes from the
Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. Holy Ghost, fill this place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. The scripture will come out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, when the blessings of God are upon you. This book and letter to the Ephesians is quite amazing. The purpose of this letter was to inform this group of people about the mystery, love, and salvation of Jesus Christ. This book also taught the people of the importance of turning from their wicked ways and to allow Jesus to be the head of their life. Paul proclaimed that allowing the Lord to have access to your soul can and will create a relationship that no sin and no demon in hell can break. This relationship cannot be broken by man's inability, nor can this relationship be fixed by giving the other party flowers and or gifts. In other words, God is the one who never changes in this relationship, but due to mankind's sin, we must do all that we can to keep this relationship afloat. Also, it is that knowledge through the Holy Spirit that tells all who call upon him that there is redemption through his Son, Jesus the Christ. And if there is redemption in his Son, then you must know that you are blessed. In fact, if you know that God's blessings are upon you, then there should be no doubt with your praise. Every Sunday morning when I would go into Fuse Memorial and after the songs were sung, and I would get up and I would ask them, is there somebody here that want to give God the praise? Is there somebody here that know that God has been good to them? Is there somebody here that without a shadow of a doubt have a reason to give God the praise? And if that's you, you should stand up. Do you know that you are blessed? There should be no doubt with your praise. But I don't know about you, but I cannot help but give him the praise in season and out of season. 2 Corinthians 9:8 states that, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things and in all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. But when I think about what God has done for me, despite the fact of what I have done in this life, the mere fact that he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs, I cannot help but express the fact that I am blessed. Oh, but you do not understand. I should have been sleeping in my grave, but God. I should not have made it off that operating table, but God. I should have died at the hands of somebody foolish, but God. Oh, somehow I survived that car crash, but God. Oh, the doctor said that there was no way that I should have made it because my cholesterol, my blood pressure, my potassium, whatever it is, but God. Do you know that you are blessed? It was the blessings of God that changed my life. The blessings of God that straightened my path. And it was the blessings of God that guided me along the way. Paul urged the church and the Ephesians to understand that though they have been grafted in through into salvation by the blood of Jesus, the same blessings that he offered the Jews are now laid at their feet as well. Please allow me to get this out early. What say you, church? Do you know that you are blessed? Do you claim God's blessings upon your life? You see, I don't know about you, but I know that when I look into that mirror, that I see the image of God through his Son, my Jesus. And because the blessings of God are upon me, I can walk around with my head up high. I can be like the apostle that when that viper came out the wood and struck his hand, that he shook that devil off into the fire. You see, when the blessings of God are upon you, you can shake that devil off. You can shake that illness, that disease, that migraine, that headache, that arthritis, that irritated time, that frustrated time, that time when nobody understands what you are trying to say time, the times when people see your praise and try to extinguish your light. Those are the times that you need to remember who God is. Oh, but Psalms 146, verse 5 says it great. It says, how blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. When the blessings of God are upon you, you learn quickly that you are the head and not the tail. And how can I tell you that you are the head? It is because that Jesus has given you the crown of life. Now, I am not the Apostle Paul, but I can tell you just as he spoke to the Ephesians, do not give up, my friend, and do not give in, my sister. Your blessings are just around the corner. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I urge you to walk into your healing, walk into your anointing, walk in your prophetical gift, walk in that agape love that Jesus gave you when he got up off that old rugged cross. He died, and his death blessed you so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You are heirs to salvation, the apples of God. But I have to tell you too, but even when things don't go the way that you expect them to go, when life begins to break down, when the enemy tries to remind you and throw things at you, just remember that breakdowns can cause breakthroughs. Sometimes things need to fall apart so they can pull back together. The greatest thing in this life comes after the most painful things. If you don't know, just ask my Jesus. But please understand, in life, your destiny is greater than your history. Or how do I know? Due to the fact that you were redeemed by the blood of Jesus tells me all. And as God has ordained your life to be prosperous, you can dream like big brother Joseph. You can lead like the prophet Joshua. You can be a warrior like King David. You can think like Solomon the Wise. You can write like the Apostle Paul. You can rebuild the gates like the prophet Nehemiah. You can speak boldness just like my Jesus. And you can educate like the good brother James. Believe just like Peter did when he jumped out that boat. Challenge yourself like good old Pastor D. Jews will tell you that I challenge them every day to go higher and higher in their spiritual walk. I am excited. I'm excited. I am happy. I am overjoyed. I am filled with an inexpressible joy because God has blessed me. God has blessed you. Do you know that you walk with blessings on your shoulders? Do you know that God has always kept you and God will always keep you? Do you know that when all else fails, God will prevail? Do you know that at the sound of God's voice, that all victory comes upon you because you are victorious, because you call on Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you know that you are blessed? Do you know that God's blessings are upon you? And what happens in your life when you find that God's blessings are upon you? All sorts of things start to happen in your life, things that you've never seen before and things that you will never see again. But I'm here to let you know that you got to hold on to that blessing. You got to hold on because the devil is trying to steal all of our blessings. But if you hold on to God, if you hold on to what God is telling you, I promise you that you will have life. I promise you that you will have wealth. I promise you that you will have strength. You have it all because my God. Throughout everything that my God does, my God is rich. My God is powerful. My God has every healing, every blessing. Everything that you could think of is at your fingertips. And all you have to do is remind yourself about the blessings of God. Remind yourself why you serve Him. Remind yourself why you sacrifice for Him. Remind yourself what He did for you. Remind yourself how He was there when nobody else was there. Remind yourself how He mended your broken heart. Remind yourself how He cured you of that disease. Remind yourself how He fixed your mind. Remind yourself that you are blessed and not cursed. And no weapon in hell can come up against you. And no. Remind yourself of how good God is to you. But I'm here to let you know that God has released His presence through the Holy Ghost. Can't you feel them all around you? Do you feel the chills that hit the back of your neck? You are a blessed person in Christ. You are the one that God has pulled out of the lion's mouth. But He did not pull you out just so that you could sit there and look around God is calling you to move up the mountain, to look up to the hills, to carry your cross wherever you go. Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2 says, how blessed is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the person against whom the Lord does not charge iniquity, and in whom the Spirit does no deceit. I have been saying this as long as I have been preaching. To stand up, almighty men. To stand up, almighty woman. To take your place in the kingdom. The Lord has a work for you to do. But fret not, because God is on your side. And as long as God is on your side, you are surrounded. And if you are surrounded, then you are in good company. And if you are in good company, then the blessings of God will continue to fall down upon you. But sometimes, y'all, we stop our blessings from what come out of our mouths. So I'm here to let you know today that you need to start claiming that you are blessed, because the blessings of God are around you. The blessings of God are upon you. No matter what the world may see, no matter what the world may look like, no matter what's going on in your house, no matter what's going on around you, the blessings of God are upon you. And all you have to do is claim God's blessing. Open up your mouth and say that you are blessed. Offer your tongue and flow the issues of life and death. I'm going to speak life over my issues. I'm going to speak life over my situations. I'm going to speak life over the illness. I'm going to speak life over my doctors. I'm going to speak life over my finances. I'm going to speak life over my house. I'm going to speak life over my relationships. I'm going to speak life over my church. I'm going to speak life over the ministers. I'm going to speak life over my ministry. I'm going to speak life. Ooh. Because the Lord is on your side. And with the Lord being on your side, the blessings of God are upon you. May God bless you. May God keep you. As I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus. Is there somebody here and you did not know, and you do not know Christ as your living Savior? I offer him to you right now. I offer Christ to you now. If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you will come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you live, that you died, and that you rose all for me. Help me, Father God, in this life. Bless me, Father God. Keep me, Father God. Uphold me, Father God. I love you. Accept me into your family, and I'll forever be grateful. And use me, Father, to the best of your ability. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer, and you sincerely meant it within your heart, salvation now belongs to you. And if you died this very moment, believing in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you would go into eternal rest into the arms of the Almighty King. That's good news. That's the good news of the gospel. Happy birthday. I urge you to find a Bible-based church. If Fuse was open, if our building was open, I would gather you all unto us. And when that building opens up, find a Bible-based church. Bless them with your presence. Pray with them in spirit. And bless them with your tithes and offerings. And watch what God will do in your life. God bless you, my friend. May the peace of God go with you wherever you walk. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us, sir, with the doxology?
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you. Until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. As always, on behalf of Fuse Memorial, we would like to thank the HubNet Online Radio Network for this opportunity. Amen. We give honor and praise to Sister Michelle and to my good friend, my brother, Brother Hakim. Bless you, sir.
It is our pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. And on behalf of the good Reverend Patricia Johnson, the Minister Roslyn Thomas, the Minister Tremaine Townsend, the Minister Lisa Green, the Minister Kyle Garrett, the Minister Linda Larkin, the Exhorter Annette McKinney in her absence, amen, the good Brother Tony Spencer, and Sister Jessie Burrell. It is a blessing, amen. We thank you. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love, his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you all. Until next Sunday, may the peace of God be with you all. God bless.
Thank you.